when you get back to the middle in your table position, stop right there and curl your toes in behind you. I'm just going to turn my mat so it's easier to see. If you can't quite see and you want to move your mat over a little bit, that's okay.
Sunlight peeks into the gym at West Hartford's Webster Hill Elementary School on this chilly morning. It's 8:05, and about 20 children and a few parents are practicing their sitting poses. The thing I notice right away is the quiet. No chatter, no laughter, no fidgeting, just the sound of soothing New Age music and the voice of gym teacher and yoga instructor Eileen Shavardian. Margot Cray is a regular at Wednesday morning yoga, along with her granddaughter.
I love to spend time with my granddaughter. It's a wonderful way to start the day. She loves the yoga class and is disappointed that the few weeks that I can't do it. I do see her hustling off to class. She's the typical female, overly responsible first child, so she hustles off to class. But I do think it puts her in a different perspective.
Eileen Shavardian, who began this program in 2009, sees the same thing.
I notice those students for whom being still is a challenge, all of a sudden they get it. It's not such a challenge. I see them concentrated for 30 minutes. That's hard. We don't talk in yoga very much. They follow me. They go slowly. Slow is hard for kids to do.
What's your favorite move?
The child's pose.
How does that go?
You like go on your knees and then bend down and then put your arms forward and straight.
I like plank and cat and cow and down dog.
Shavardian has been practicing yoga for years. She says her goal is to give children the full yoga experience in a half hour's time.
You know, I try to have a little something new each time, but a lot of familiarity so that they get used to the poses. I have lots of kids that don't stretch very much, as adults don't do either. So to take a little more time in their day to stretch those muscles out, to lubricate the body a little bit, all that's hugely beneficial.
And those benefits are starting to be quantified by a few researchers. One of them is Carrie Hainsworth. She's an associate professor of anesthesiology at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She's conducted studies on the effects of yoga on children who suffer from chronic headaches and children who are obese.
For those kids who have obesity but also pain, how much is that affecting their ability to function physically and emotionally and socially and so on?
The results in all four of Hainsworth's studies are encouraging. Yoga helped manage chronic headaches and improve the flexibility and strength of obese children. And the big takeaway for Hainsworth was how the children who participated in these studies felt after practicing yoga for just a few weeks.
I think the kids feel better about themselves. I think they feel happier. I think they feel physically better, which I think in turn releases emotions. And what we've seen across all of our studies is a significant drop in anxiety.
And then take your time.
Back in the gym at Webster Hill, the children are laying flat on their yoga mats, eyes closed, relaxing. In just a few minutes, the bell will sound, and they will join the noisy chaos out in the hallway. But there's growing evidence that the half hour they spend quietly practicing yoga may set them on a path to a happier, more productive day at school. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.
We say to one another, Namaste.